What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. Man, it has been an extremely busy week, an exciting week, a productive week. Kicking off the Wise Investor Collective with our founding 25 and all of the people that are getting active in investing and buying commercial real estate. We also have some new commercial offers going out on investment properties, new one-on-one coaching clients. I always find that I feel so much more productive when I have so much on my plate. And ultimately, when you think about some of the best, you know, and peak performers, they operate at the highest of capacities when the most is expected of them. That's something I'm continuously trying to tap into and find within myself as well. And I wanted to share something that was, it was based on a question that was asked to me this week around the importance of having a clear vision for the future and how it can serve as a roadmap for achieving goals. But the challenge for a lot of people is the lack of clarity that they have. And as you go through business, as you go through your life and you continue to take action and get feedback, clarity comes through a lot of the action that you're going to take, not necessarily all of the thinking that you're going to do and think will lead to the clarity. And I really floated around a lot in my 20s when it came to having a lack of clarity on what I really wanted. Now, don't get me wrong. I had a direction. I had a vision. I had a dream of, you know, what kind of wealth and freedom and impact and a business and, you know, lifestyle I wanted for myself. But it wasn't until I got really granular and really clear that really has kind of transpired, let's say, over the last 6-7 years, that I was able to cover 10 times as much ground in that time frame than I was maybe the previous decade. And a big part of what I attribute that to is the clarity that I've gained in my vision and how powerful it really is when you know as crystal clear as you can see it and plan for it, that you can execute on it so much quicker. And it's something that I know a lot of people lack in their lives. And I wanted to share with you guys my 5-year vision, because when I talked with many of the people in my mastermind group, many of my one-on-one coaching clients, and these are all high-level people, and I realize how many of them don't have 5-year visions or lack clarity in what that looks like for them.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
I also knew that for myself, it wasn't until I heard somebody else read theirs and saw what it looked like that it allowed me to have a little bit better of a framework and idea of what it should and could look like. And so I'm going to read mine and share mine with you guys today. But I think it is a reminder for me in just how important it is to stay intimate and to stay connected to this vision. Hence why I read this at least a couple times a week. And it sits on my desk laminated. It sits in my car. And the more you can stay intimate in proximity to something and keep your awareness up around that thing you say is so important to you, the more intentional and likely you are to make the right decisions that lead you in the path to unlocking that, and also to avoid the distractions and the things that are ultimately going to take you off course. And when I do my five-year vision, part of the Rich Life Clarity Contract and why I created the Rich Life Planner is in order to figure out what you need to do today and next week and this month and this quarter and this year to get to this five-year vision, is you need to know what that milestone out in the future actually looks like for yourself. And so the more powerful questions you can ask yourself in all the areas of your life that are important to you, the more intentional you can be about getting better and clearer answers of what you want that to look like. And the Rich Life Clarity Contract essentially does just that. It asks you a bunch of questions in the categories of personal growth, your family and your friends, your finances and investments, your business and your career, your community and contribution, and your lifestyle and fun and health and fitness. And these are kind of the rich life categories that we have in the planner that I figured if I want to be a millionaire in all areas of my life, these are essentially all the categories that are important to me that I want to be intentional in and that I want to create awareness and accountability around the things that fall into those buckets. So then I went and said, okay, well, let me ask a bunch of intentional and purposeful questions that will help me get clear answers to those questions that will then help me put together a vision of what all of these categories of my life can look like. This all-inclusive millionaire lifestyle of being intentional and living like a millionaire, not just in one of these, but in all of these. And once I got the answers to all of those questions, and this whole questionnaire is in the Rich Life Planner. And if you guys aren't familiar with what the Rich Life Planner is, you can check that out at the Wise Investor Collective in our store. Just go to millionairemindcast.com and check that out in the store. But once I was able to get the clarity from those questions, then I was able to write out the answers in more of a statement form of this is what my life is going to look like. And that's why I wanted to share this with you so that way you guys could hear and also hold me accountable to bringing my five-year vision to life. And also so you could see what potentially a finished product and vision could look like for you as you go through this process as well. Because having a vision as clear as what I can see right now on my Rich Life vision statement, which I'm going to read to you guys here in a second, it has created so much motivation, so much clarity, so much inspiration, so much opportunity for me to go out and be purposeful and be intentional about making the next right decision that moves me closer to that. And also helps me avoid so many things that are ultimately a complete distraction or going to pull me away from it. And I revisit this vision statement every single year. I go through the process again, and I rewrite it a little bit based on the growth I've had that year, and I kick it out one more year based on what I want that five-year vision to look like in the next few years. So here is my latest Rich Life vision statement. The date is February 1st, 2009. I'm sorry, the date is February 1st, 2029. I am 40 years young, and I couldn't be happier with where I am in my life. I am passionate, healthy, and vibrant. I bring value and positive energy everywhere I go. I work out daily, I feel strong and agile, and I am in the best physical shape of my life. Wellness remains a top focus of my daily routine and my recovery. Sleep and blood panels are at optimal levels. I get outdoors often and actively enjoy hiking, snowboarding, biking, and relaxing in nature. I have a thriving real estate investment community podcast and personal brand that impacts millions of lives every year. I am regarded as a leader in the arenas of commercial real estate and hospitality, and my network has some of the most successful investors, influencers, and celebrities in these spaces. I am successfully running my real estate fund, have built my personal commercial real estate portfolio north of $100 million, and have over $1 million a year in horizontal passive income coming to me through my various investments. I've grown my team to consist of talented A players and bought our dream office and warehouse for the company headquarters. We have a collaborative work environment, which reflects all our organizational values and are regarded as one of the top places to work at. Marie and I, which is my wife, are enjoying our new house we purchased that is nestled away in nature with all the amenities we desire and a killer view to catch beautiful sunsets and sunrises. Marie has her dream library with a secret chamber and writing room. I have my dream man cave, which is filled with TVs for sports, games, for competition, a speakeasy stocked with unique spirits and world-class wine, and a full gym equipped with a sauna, cold plunge, and recovery room for continued wellness. The house has a massive laundry room, dog wash station, gourmet kitchen, and a mother-in-law quarters for family. Outside, we love to enjoy our organic garden, our resort-style pool, and the outdoor patio where we barbecue and entertain often. We have an awesome house manager who keeps our property organized and clean, and we also enjoy our chef-prepared meal prep of healthy, fresh foods, which we get delivered weekly. Marie and I continue to find new ways to grow through life together. We have a great rhythm on our weekly date nights, quarterly overnight trips for romantic getaways, and enjoy week-long trips without the kids. Her book career has taken off. Not only is she a New York Times bestseller, she is one of the top thriller and horror writers in the game. She signed her first deal to make a show out of one of her books. Her personal brand and thrill seeker community continues to grow every year, along with her confidence. I am more engaged and supportive than I ever have been with Marie and have helped her build a great team around her who is focused on supporting her career and business as a full-time author. Overall, Marie and I are thriving and our love has only grown deeper. As for the powerhouse ladies we're raising, Ella is 14, Evie is 11, and Amelia is 4.5, my almost born third daughter. My relationship with them is stronger than ever. They trust me and know they can come to me with anything. We have an open and honest communication, laugh often, do fun activities, and take quarterly and annual one-on-one trips to stay connected. We always have each other's backs, and I continue to hold the girls to high standards and upholding our family core values. I coach them on leadership, investing, chasing their dreams often, and I'm very present in their lives. The girls are healthy, fit, plugged into extracurricular activities and sports, and we have built great relationships with other families and father-daughters who share these same standards. They also help me grow in business and also attend one conference a year with me. It's a great way for us all to learn and grow together. As a family, we love going on trips and traveling to fun places around the world that have great food, activities, culture, and history to enjoy. I also enjoy annual trips with both my mom and dad, as both of them are still my best friends and very present in my life. I'm a positive influence and encourager for both of them when it comes to their health and staying active. Collectively, we all enjoy going up to our Lake Tahoe mountain home where we get to enjoy all that Tahoe has to offer. We share it often with all our friends and families as we love hosting for all to enjoy. My relationships have leveled up and grown stronger than ever. My accountability group is still going strong after 15 years together, and we continue to elevate one another through our weekly accountability calls, annual trips, and doing deals and opportunities together. This brotherhood is something special, and we continue to prioritize our group and the time we invest in one another. I am still involved in masterminds and attend events frequently that grow me spiritually, professionally, and physically. I've also been mentoring a few select others, give my time and money to causes I am passionate about supporting, and mentor a few select young men on taking their lives and leadership to the next level. Overall, my patience and plan for living below my means has paid off in a big way and allows me to live an abundant life of financial freedom while still comfortably taking care of my family, my parents, and my mother-in-law. I am so grateful for my life, the people I am surrounded by, and the challenges and the blessings in it. I remain humble, confident, and live life with integrity and authenticity. Most importantly, I'm living a life of no regrets and will continue to do so going forward, onward and upward.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desks, creators of the best office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. Visit UpliftDesk.com/Mindcast for 5% off your order. And if you sit all day while you work and you've never tried a desk that can transition between sitting and standing, this is a complete game changer for you. My standing desk is by Uplift Desk. It's what I use every day to record the show, to do my office work. And I gotta say, the transition from sitting all day to standing while I work at various times throughout the day has really made a noticeable difference. When I'm standing, I notice that my energy is up. I'm way more focused and productive. I'm an alert, and I even have a little standing treadmill under my desk now, which allows me to get some extra steps in while plugging away on calls and work. It keeps the blood flowing throughout the day, which we all know can reduce all types of inflammation, different health risks, repetitive strain. And I noticed that my posture has drastically improved since switching to Uplift Desk as well, because I'm not hunched over a computer all day. And while there's a lot of options out there, the reason I chose Uplift Desk is because of the quality. It doesn't wobble, it's completely stable, it's built to last. And you can tell based on the materials that they use, and they are customizable too. Uplift Desk lets you build your custom dream desk by choosing from over 100 desktop choices and hundreds of accessories, so you can build the perfect workspace for yourself using their fun to use desk configurator. Now, once you have your desk designed and ordered, they ship the same day. You get free shipping. They do free returns with free return shipping. And the best part is they have an industry leading 15-year warranty that covers the complete desk, which to me was a big deal. And it shows that they stand behind their product. Now, to get yours, go to UpliftDesk.com/Mindcast for 5% off your order. That's UpliftDesk.com/Mindcast to get 5% off your entire order. And there it is. That's my 5-year vision. And honestly, every year it gets a little bit better. I learn a little bit based on what transpired that year and maybe tweaking how I say certain things or how I position what I want, you know, my life or vision to look like within that. And I think it can be something that is so powerful. Every time I read that, even just reading it to you guys, it gets me fired up. And that's ultimately what you want out of your 5-year vision. Having something so grand, so compelling, so motivating that no matter what stands in front of you, whether that's fear, whether that is physical challenges, whether those are relational challenges, whatever it may be, it is so compelling that even though those things are going to be in your path, no matter what, it's guaranteed you are going to have challenges, you're going to have struggles. This statement inspires me so much every day that there is nothing that is going to prevent me from going out and achieving it. And by having clarity in something like this, I'm that much more weaponized. I'm that much more purposeful. I'm that much more dangerous in going out every single day equipped with clarity, because I have no problem with action. It's a lot of people mistake movement for achievement, and the actions they're taking really aren't aligned with what it is that they really want. Because guess what? Most people just don't know what they want. They know ambiguously what it is that they might like, which is having a little bit more control over their time, or making a little bit more money, or being able to travel a little bit more, or being able to have X, Y, or Z. But when it comes to being so clear on exactly what that is, most people don't even take time, give themselves space, put in the work and energy to actually getting clarity in what that is. And that's the first step in this whole process. You have to put in the time. You have to prove to yourself that you're willing to put in the work to get clear on what it is that's actually meaningful, impactful, important to you. And that's why this process, this framework, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I need something simple that can give me a framework that can serve as guardrails to helping me get to the end outcome, which is getting clear in what that vision is for me. And then the last part about all of this is once you get clarity in this, you need to stay in proximity. You need to stay close to it. You need to share it with other people. Discuss the goals, the milestones, the aspirations that make up your vision, right? Share these with other people that can help you either accelerate getting there, that can add a relationship that might get you there a little bit quicker, that could help you avoid certain things. This is a key part of all of this, is sharing in this vision as intimate and maybe sometimes as vulnerable or exposed as you might feel when you're doing it. It is so impactful. I guarantee that one of you listening today is gonna feel inspired by what I shared and probably have some way of helping me unlock this vision in some capacity over the next 5 years. You may not even know it yet, right? And just by having your own vision clear, one, it's most important for you. But two, when you go and share it with other people, now all of a sudden, not only is it a leadership play where you're serving as a leader, a catalyst for inspiring other people to go and do the same thing, to have big impacts, big changes, big growth in their own life, which the person who created that momentum for them or inspired them to do that is going to hold a special place in their heart, right? You're going to be a leader for them. You're going to have a great ripple effect. And at the same time, you're also going to create opportunities for synergy and collaboration and cross-pollination and accountability between other people who have big goals and dreams too. And that's pretty amazing. So if this is something that you guys want to go through the process on, the only way right now is it's in the Rich Life Planner. But that being said, if you don't want to buy the Rich Life Planner, there are a ton of questions and categories in your life that you can ask yourself and get clearer on, and then write out something similar to this. And this should take you a couple hours. And honestly, it took me a couple weeks the first time I did it to refine it and refine it and refine it. And then I sat with this for a year. And then every year you go and do this over and over, you get a little bit better. You get a little bit more skilled at how you do this. You take the real life, real world feedback that you get. Was I too ambitious here? Should I maybe tweak this a little bit? Should I be more granular here? Should I be more purposeful here? Should I be a little bit more ambiguous here? Right? And you'll get better every single year as you go through the exercise of creating your own rich life vision statement.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
So hopefully that was helpful. I figured I would share that with you guys because so many people have asked me, hey, you know, what's next for you? Where are you going? And the easiest way for me to give people a clear picture in what that is and potentially how they can help me with that or potentially how they can be a part of that is to share my Rich Life vision statement with them. So get your Rich Life or get your five-year vision statement done if you don't already have it. It's a super fun and awesome exercise. And most importantly, it can make a massive difference in your life. And it can also, as you share it, make a big difference in other people's as well. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Again, don't forget to subscribe. All I ask, if you guys enjoy these things, just share with somebody that you know can make a difference in. That's the greatest way to make an impact in somebody else's life, as well as leave a review. That's all I ask. Leave a review, whether that's at millionairemindcast.com or ideally on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on. It means a lot to me. Love connecting with you guys. If you haven't reached out to me on social media, said what up, Official Matty A is my handle on all my channels. I have reinvested pretty significantly in my content team. I wasn't putting out a lot of content because I was so heads down on the hotel businesses and building the team and building the brand. That I really kind of neglected my personal brand outside of this podcast. And I neglected putting out consistent content. My full-time videographer and content guy that I had for so many years went on to do some great things for himself. And I just never really rebuilt that. But guess what? This year and going forward, I have, as you guys have heard me say, really doubled down on rebuilding community, rebuilding brand. And the community and the brand that I'm rebuilding is focused obviously around commercial real estate, hospitality, experiences, and building businesses while, you know, trying to be the best version of yourself. So a lot of content is going to be getting going out on all the main platforms. I'm posting a lot more on LinkedIn, going to be back on, you know, Facebook, and ultimately Instagram and X will be getting a lot more content as well. So if we're not connected on socials yet, I would love to connect with you guys. Shoot me a DM just to say what up, that you listened or heard this episode, and I'll give you guys a follow back. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day and that you get some time to be silent, to sit with your vision, to get clarity in what that is, and to crystallize it in your 5-year vision statement. Until next episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.